Governor Dana Malloy warned on Thursday that the independence of the state's judiciary might be in jeopardy if his nominee to be Connecticut Chief Justice fails to win Senate confirmation. The state Senate is likely to vote on the nomination of Justice Sandra McDonald on Monday. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
McDonald is a Democrat who's an old friend and political ally of Malloy's. When he served in the state Senate, McDonald was an unabashed liberal proponent of gay marriage and abortion rights. And as a state Supreme Court justice, he voted to repeal capital punishment in Connecticut. This made for a testy confirmation hearing when McDonald was before the Judiciary Committee last month. His nomination made it through, but with an unfavorable recommendation after a 2020 party line vote. Malloy says this is a bad sign for the independence of the state's judiciary, because 5 years ago, McDonald had won overwhelming legislative approval.
I hope this is not because he's a gay man, that he's being treated this way. I hope it's not because he and I have known each other for a long period of time that he's being treated this way. But I do know that the way he's being treated ultimately could have a very damaging impact on our legal system in Connecticut.
The state Senate is split 18-18 between Democrats and Republicans, but the Democrats have already lost one vote. That's because Senator Gail Schlossberg of Milford has recused herself from the confirmation vote because she previously had a legal matter before McDonald. In the meantime, a lobbying group organized to support McDonald has reserved time to run television ads on local stations, urging Senate Republicans to drop their opposition to McDonald. Other supporters have set up telephone banks for robocalls. Ebong Udama, WSH News.